This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A criminal affidavit released last week accuses a ranching family of stalking. CPR's Lucretia Wembley explains the husband and wife, who are black, have been in a dispute with neighbors and say they are the targets of racism.
The criminal complaint against the Mallorys from their neighbors and an El Paso County sheriff's deputy accuses the Mallorys of illegally tampering with a power pole, stalking, and intimidation. The Mallorys say their cries for help against racial slurs, threats, and more over the last 2 years have been dismissed. A judge ordered Courtney Mallory to have no contact with two of their neighbors after he and his wife were arrested. A spokesman for the Mallorys say they're fighting a racist system that never supported them. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Suncor Energy is restarting part of its refinery in Commerce City. The company paused production in December after cold weather triggered a series of fires and malfunctions that led to a spike in air pollution and a bump in local gas prices. The company says nearby residents might see flames as gas and diesel plants are restarted. That's normal. Suncor expects to resume full operations next month. Colorado's members of Congress have a message for the IRS. Don't tax Tabor. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The entire congressional delegation has written to the head of the IRS. They're urging the agency to treat Tabor payments as non-taxable income, as it has done for the last 30 years. The bipartisan push comes after the IRS told Colorado residents who received a refund not to file their tax returns until the agency decides how to handle those payments. Colorado lawmakers say the message will cause Coloradans unnecessary stress as they prepare to file. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Much of Colorado turning cooler with rain and snow for the early part of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.